You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 2. Chill! Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman of RPG and a premiere by podcast. Welcome to a new episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Hope all is well. And yeah, this is a season 2 premiere, y'all. We finally made it to season 2. Like I said, thank y'all for tuning in to all the episodes for season 1. It means a lot. Now, thank y'all. And, you know, this season 2 could be bigger, better, probably be the one of the longest seasons. So, yeah. But like always, we got a special guest. We got my bro, Mr. Aaron Sands, on the show. But this time, he playing the hosted role. He hosting, and he interviewed me. Yeah, I know, crazy. So, we're going to see how that goes, y'all. And y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
This is Natalie Armstrong, and you're listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. At this time, I am giving you the Mr. Gentleman Fact quote of the day. And the quote of the day is, if you can't have a seat at the table, just go out there and build your own table. And what I mean is, not a lot of people will want you on your team because they fear of your success. So if you want to make things happen, just go out there and do it yourself. So you can prove to them that you can do better without them. And that is the Mr. Gentleman Fact quote of the day. Be right back. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast spin-off series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m. The old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And we have Date Night Talk podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
This is Aaron Sands, and you are now listening to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
You? So you thought Ken was going to get his interview, huh? Nah, sir, yo. It's Aaron Sands out here, one third of the Premier Boys Podcast, owner of Shot by Sands, and co-creator of YPG. And today, I'm hosting the interview for the season premiere of the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And speaking of Mr. Gentleman, I have the man, the legend himself, co-founder of YPG, founder of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Media, actor, promoter, my bro, Ken, Mr. Gentleman. How we doing, bro?
Yeah, thank you.
Say what up to the people, man.
Yo, you know, y'all, this is your boy, Ken. Y'all told us to show y'all. You know it's me. Hey, you know, thank y'all. Thank you, bro, for that introduction. I appreciate it.
Yes.
Calling me a legend. Wow. I'm not shocked about that. Wow.
Yeah, you out here. But you got different platforms and everything. You're getting known now. So you're definitely a legend now. You've been doing it for a minute. Definitely appreciate all you are contributing to, like, not only just social media, but to, like, the people, to the masses. Yeah. So without further ado, we're going to get right into
Before we start, by the way, this is my first ever podcast interview from anybody. So you should feel special with Aaron Sands.
This is my first interview ever.
No platform has not interviewed me yet. So
I appreciate that. Thank you for the opportunity. And
to do it on my own show, that's pretty dope.
It helps, though. It works out either way, every way, though. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so let's get it.
So we're going to get into it. We just finished, you know, season one of the, you know, Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. You know, you had a lot of guests, a lot of people came through, you know, pushed their brands, their shows, everything. You even talked about wrestling for a little bit. You feel me?
Sure.
So out of all the episodes you did, what do you feel was your most impactful episode and why?
This is hard because everybody, who all my guests that I had was amazing. We have a lot of good talk, a lot of brands. But if I had to pick a top three, I got three favorite guests that have made the show impactful. Number one is Pam, because, you know, one, her episode grew really, really fast.
That was
like the fastest growing episode I had. What she spoke about was very educational. You can learn a lot from it. A lot of people who hit me about her episode were like, oh my goodness, like, I learned so much about what she was talking about. You know, talking about credit and her brand and stuff like that. And so I appreciate her for doing that. Number two is Miss Molly Podge, because she does, you know, we both were shy when we were doing this interview, but she did not sound shy. She handled like a professional, like, boom, like, if y'all listen, y'all know that it was normal, you know, you have to, like, she was, you know.
You found it was pretty natural.
Yeah, but really, deep inside, she was scared as, you know, as you know what.
Yeah.
But I appreciate her for doing it, and she really, enjoyed it, and I think that was one of my underrated episodes, I could say, because she, I feel like y'all should check that episode. I should get more props. Number three is Mally Mal.
Yeah,
because
I like that episode.
Yeah, because I mean, Mally Mal, like I said, felt really unnatural. We got more deep into music a lot about what he's doing and stuff like that. I feel like, and that was like my first face to face interview, so it was more like, we're more, like, you know, connected, you could say.
And it's funny you mention that, because, like, it's really hard to, like, being the fact that, you know, Mally Mal is a busy person. He moves around a lot, takes care of a lot of things. Yeah. It's really hard to get him in one place and sit him down and do an interview. So the fact that you were able to do that speaks volumes. So that's pretty dope.
Yeah, I go for it. It was hard to track that man down. Very hard, but I managed to do it. And, yeah, I appreciate him for taking the time to be on my show. I'll do Wait for New Luke for you, though, bro. Let's go.
Okay. So check this out. Out of everything that you've done, all the things that you tried to do for season one, do you feel that you accomplished the goals you set for season one?
In a way, yeah, I feel like I did. I feel like more people should listen to the podcast. I hope season two I get more audience. I know it's gonna take time, but I didn't want more people to listen. That's my only thing. But
okay,
yeah.
All right, so we're gonna get into some controversial issues real quick in season one. We're still touching on that. There was one episode that kind of caught my eye real quick, and I had to actually listen to it twice. It was episode 4, all right? And you touched on a lot of topics, you know what I'm saying? But it seemed a bit personal, honestly, you know? So do you feel like over the course of like season one, and now you got the Premier Boys podcast and everything, a lot of different things is going on, do you feel like your views change over the course of the season?
No, it didn't. Next.
Okay, alright.
Nah, but that that episode, like originally that was supposed to be Pam episode, but I guess something happened that like maybe that that weekend that got me coming rubbing the wrong way. I'm like, you know what? After let me just air this out and get it out of my system, because I know if I keep it in, it's gonna.
It's really important that you're able to let that out and let people know what you're feeling. You know, a lot of times, especially nowadays, a lot of people find it hard to do it, and the fact that you were able to do it was pretty good. So,
hey, you ain't know me, son. You ain't know I usually hold stuff in, but I think now it's time for me to start opening up and more, and you know, instead of let the feeling take over, you know.
All right, and that's good. You know, it's good that you actually have the avenue to do so.
Yeah.
So looking back at that, if there's one thing you could change about season one, what would that be and why?
Honestly, nothing really. It just, other than a lot of technical difficulty parts, a lot of my episodes got technical difficulty. That was like my only issue. But other than that, nah, I wouldn't change anything. I appreciate how season one done.
Okay. All right, so there's no regrets on this side.
That's always good. I didn't know season two gonna be a lot better than season one. That's all I know.
Okay, well, that's what we're looking forward to, man. All right, so getting into going straying away from season one, we're getting into the brands now. There's a lot that you do. You have YPG.
You have
the media situation. You even dabbled in acting a little bit. You know, how did you even get into acting, actually?
All right, so I started acting when I was younger, you know, started in my church. It was just normal, you know, they need somebody to do a play. I was a part of it. I did like maybe three plays in church.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people said, oh, you're really good at it, you know. Always thought about doing acting my whole life. But then I had the opportunity to actually take it a little further when somebody I know, she gave me the information because she was in acting class that I used to be in. She sent me the information about it. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to check it out. So I checked it out. I appreciate Mr. Mel Williams for the opportunity, you know, because it was really hard doing the acting. Like, I thought it would be easy. I thought it would be like 1, 2, 3, but it was hard. Okay. I was really shy. He really tried to break my shyness.
Yeah.
And he did that. You know, I did two plays out of the acting. The one was The Zoo Story, which was my first play. And then I did the King Lear.
Yeah, I was actually there for that one. That was pretty dope.
Yeah, and I know the Zoo Story, I mean, I could have done better, but I feel like King Lear, I really broke out, and then everybody was like, wow, Ken, I didn't know you could act like that. Even he was impressed. He's like, wow. He's like, you use every step that I taught you and stuff like that. But then I went to audition, and I didn't get the role. After I got to audition, I didn't get the role. I kind of stopped for a while. I kind of felt discouraged for a very, very long time, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, do you think we'll be able to see Ken the actor again?
Yes, we do. I can't announce it yet, but I am a part of a project in the future. I'm just waiting for it to be released so I can talk about it, but I can't talk about it right now.
Okay.
But just a little shout out to Nazi, my cousin.
Hey, yeah, so she's doing big things out here as well with the acting, too. So, that's dope that y'all teaming up on that. All right, straying away from the acting part, we're going to get into the promotion.
All right.
Going through different clubs and everything, going to different venues, different parties and everything, based off like the exposure that you're getting from that, what made you jump into that line of work as a promoter?
It was two people that want me to that I wanted to get into promoting. First was my sisters, cause you know the legendary Hunger for More. They used to be big promoters. They brought LeBron James and other stuff. I went to their event one time when I first turned 21, and it was an event in the city called Republic. It don't exist no more. Mm-hmm. I went there, and I was chilling in the VIP section. I'm like, okay. And I met a model from Top Model there.
Mm. Interesting.
And I don't think I ever told you this. I'm not sure if I ever told you this. I don't remember
hearing about this one. It's probably a long story.
Yeah, so.
Tell the people.
So, I'm up there. Mad Top Model. I think her name was Kia, I think. She was on, I forgot what season Top Model she was on. She didn't win, but she was on like season 3, I think.
Okay, early seasons.
Yeah. And I'm just sitting there chilling, watching my sisters do their work, and I was like, yo, I could get used to this. But back then, I wasn't really big at the party, you know. So and for everybody to talk about, everybody from my team or nothing, wasn't 21 yet. So all I couldn't do, I couldn't really do much. But then later, when all my people did turn 21, my sister introduced her to, you know, NYC Compton, you know, and he was doing parties and stuff like that.
Shout out to NYC Compton real quick.
Yeah, shout out to Compton. And he was, we would go to the parties as support. And then, and I think to myself, too, I thought to my daughter, yo, I think we could do this. But we didn't know how to get into it. I took out to give me the opportunity. And then I brought Rondell along to it.
Okay.
So,
okay.
So that's how the promotion started. Now we've been doing it for 7 years, going on 8 years. So
sounds like I make a dope team right here. Y'all killing these streets, man. Definitely.
You already know, son. You already know we killing it, so we killing out here.
Alright, so promoting aside, acting aside, now we're getting into the podcast and the different shows that we're doing right now. And there was a few posts that I saw and a few like conversations that we had regarding this. So would you mind telling the people, what is Mr. Gentleman's Lifestyle Media?
All right, Mr. Gentleman Like That Media is the YouTube version of Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast, the actual brand. Where it's going to be, and basically going to be a YouTube show based on the audio from my interview from Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast, a game into context, some original shows, stuff like that. It's doing development, so it's not done yet, but I do inspirational quotes. So once it's together, you know, I'll set up a release date, and y'all would know. Y'all would know when it pop up.
Okay.
Let's look out for the post.
All right. So with the new media, blast for the lifestyle, for the brand, Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle, what goals are you aiming to accomplish? Like, you know, what's your mission here?
For Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle brand as a whole, basically to make it to a franchise. You know, I got the podcast, got the media coming out. I want to think about doing a clothing line, Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle clothing line. Maybe a lounge. I'm gonna have a lounge of it or something, you know, or office or studio. Studio, something more like it. Yeah, I'm just gonna do a lot. And of course, with RPG too, they both brand is separate. So,
yeah.
RPG, we got RPG TV, RPG Sound. Basically, both brands, it's both different brands for different reasons, but we can make separate franchise for each brand, you know.
Actually, I'm glad you mentioned that because it brings me to my next question.
All right, cool.
All right, you have YPG and Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Media at the palm of your hands right now, right? Do you intend to incorporate both brands together, like a mashup? And if so, how?
Ooh, I believe it's possible to do it. I can't say how right now, but I think it's possible to do it if I really want to do it. But I feel like, you know, Mr. Gentleman is more personal. It's more me. And, you know, Mr. Gentleman is more me. And, you know.
It's more of like a you thing. You want to be able to just sit there and, like this is more part of you.
Yeah.
Whereas with the YPG situation, it's a part of a whole team.
Yeah, whole team. Yeah.
And they all bringing pieces together. So that definitely does make sense. I get that.
Yeah.
So, with the success of Season 1 and the growing potential of the Premier Boys podcast, look out for Episode 3.
Yeah, Episode 3 coming soon.
Are there any other shows we can look forward to under the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Media banner?
Not at the moment. I mean, other than we are bringing back YPG TV soon. So other than that, not at the moment. Not yet. At least not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay. So getting past that, we're going to switch to this. Season 2 is here. We got the first episode. I'm the guest host of this one. You're interviewing. What can we look forward to in Season 2?
Well, I'll bring it back the Mr. Gentleman Fact Quote of the Day. So that's gonna be like every time I have a main event episode, like an interview or a discussion, quote of the day will be happening. More special guests. I try to bring bigger name special guests to the show. I'm working on two right now.
Okay.
I can't announce it, but if it happens, y'all would know.
Bigger is better, man.
You ain't
bigger
know.
Bigger is better.
And basically open up more. I usually give y'all more of me and open up a lot more, you know.
All right. I gotta ask this for me personally, you know, because this is one of the favorite parts I've seen in Season 1. And it's always good for like other people to hear as well. Will we get more music countdowns in Season 2?
Yes. Here's the thing. The countdown thing is gonna be every two each season. So like on Season 1, you have Episode 9 and Episode 18. You have a countdown show. So season season two, y'all gonna have one in episode 29, episode 39.
Okay.
And then, like, basically, each season gonna be two each season, basically.
Okay, that's not bad. That's not
and then,
bad.
And then once I get to, like, a milestone, episode 100, I'm gonna combine all the songs for each season and make a big countdown show. So,
nice. That's not bad. That's actually a good look. I'm actually looking forward to the music countdown. It's pretty dope.
Yeah, you know. So look out for episode 29. That would be the next song countdown for each song, all the songs I'll be playing for from now until episode 28.
Okay. All right. So, touching on episode 3 of the Premier Boy podcast, which is coming out really soon. We're talking about love, and we're talking about, you know, relationships and things of that nature, you know, and these are really like big topics to discuss, especially now in, you know, in this era. So not to get personal in there, but do you have someone special you like to shout out or let them know how you feel about them, since we're talking about feelings on the Premier Boys podcast episode 3?
You know, everybody that know me know that I don't talk about my love life like that, but somebody do got my attention. So I'm pretty sure she listened to the show, so she listening. You know, I'm thinking about you.
You better be listening to this episode in particular, all right? This man here is thinking about you, all right? Real talk.
You already know. All right?
Listen to this episode. So, any words of wisdom you want to drop on your fan base before we head on out?
You already know. Each episode, I ask the person that question all the time. So, for me, I'll never give up. They focus. They ambitious. If you want something, go out there and get it. Just, keep doing your thing. Don't give up hope. Stay focused. Stay positive. Yeah.
Ken the Gentleman, co-founder of YPG, founder of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Media, promoter, actor. Thank you for coming on, man.
Yeah. Well, thank you for doing this on my show.
Guest host. I gotta tell you first. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for coming on.
No, I appreciate it. You know, Mr. Aaron Sane, you can check him out on the Premier Boy Podcast.
Yep.
It's out now with Mr. Aaron Sane, DJ Retro. Also, we got to catch him on the Survivor Series episode coming up soon.
Yep.
We know Survivor Series. We know
catch me on that. We got to talk about Survivor Series, man. Yeah, hopefully, you'll end like Hell in the Cell.
Yeah. No, chill. Once again, thank you for doing this, man. I appreciate it, and we'll be right back.
All
right.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman of the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast and the Premier Boy Podcast. And this commercial is brought to you by the Premier Boy Podcast, where four people do, where we talk about anything about the culture. You know, hosted by myself, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, Mr. Aaron Sands from King Talk with Aaron Sands, the Star Riding Ride, who is also my co-host of the Old School Show, and Long Live the Chief Mally Mel. And we talk many topics, from politics, music, sex, love, relationships, and many more. And also every topic that's going on in the news right now, many of our topics are very controversial. And the podcast show might not be for everybody, because we talk about many explicit content. And yeah. So if y'all decided to check out the show, y'all be warned, because y'all might need a drink or two. And yeah, because this podcast is so crazy. I'm shocked they had not got canceled yet. So if y'all are looking forward to listening to the Premier Boy Podcast, check it out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more. Each and every Wednesday at 12 a.m., you can check out the Premier Boy Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, Star Riding Rod, and Long Live the Chief Mally Mel. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Have a good day and night wherever you're listening to this episode. Now back to the show. I just want to take the time and thank everybody for checking out this new episode. Thank you to my guest host, Mr. Aaron Sands, for, you know, asking me the question, interviewing me. I appreciate you, brother. And don't forget to check him out on the Premier Boy Podcast with myself and DJ Retro. If you're in the New York area, look for an event. Each night Friday, 270 Barry Street at Catcher. Each night Saturday, 48 West 21st, between 5th and 6th at Tar. State Premier at the Dover for both events. If you want to be in my show,
DM me, Ken underscore Mr. Gentleman. I repeat, Ken, K-E-N underscore Mr. M-R, Gentleman, G-E-N-T-L-E-M-A-M. Once again, thank y'all for tuning in to this new episode. I'm back, season two. Have a good day.
My name is Hazel, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.